On the agenda, we've got public hearing and final vote. First up, 18-18 Unified Covenant LLC.
Of course, this is case 18-18. Applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent the existing 8-bedroom single-family home located at 2155 Lakeshore Drive, Branson. Zoomed out, if everybody remembers from the concept. Subject property is lots 1 and 2 of the Alkire subdivision. Subject property has a 25-foot plus native vegetative buffer between the structure and any lot not shown owned by Empire District Electric Company. There's ample parking for 9 vehicles required for an 8-bedroom nightly rental. The property is currently served by a private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. In a settlement agreement recorded May 14, 2018, United Covenant LLC has a 25-foot easement to the subject property along with the interest in the well, with the water and well agreement signed May 4, 2018 that serves the subject home. Our staff recommendations are standard 19 point conditions for the decision of record. If anybody has any questions on those, the limit for occupancy will be 18, parking will be 9. So, other than that, that's what I have for you.
Do y'all want to come up, please? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Sure. So I think Scott covered the basics pretty well for the board. First off, I'm Chris Powers. I'm representing the applicant. My brother Brian is the property manager on the site. Just kind of an overview. Intent of the property is really twofold. First, to use it personally, and then also to partner with veteran organizations and offer it up for veterans returning back as kind of an integration, reintegration project back and off deployment. There's something very similar in Tantera that the Missouri Guard Association puts on, and we're wanting to run something very similar to help readjust returning veterans back into the environment, really, with their families. To kind of offset our costs, our intent is to utilize, that's really the intent of the this evening's meeting, is to use it as a short-term rental, marketing it primarily to audiences whose children attend Kanakuk Camp, Kids Across America camps right up the road from the property, and then families of children attending Barnabas Prep. We'll also market it as overflow for families and professionals attending weddings and other events at the Dulos Center, which is just up the road as well, and then offer it as an alternative to the various beds and breakfasts and other resorts along Lakeshore Drive there, the resort area. As the Planning Commission might recall, we put together a concept briefing last month for the Planning Commission at the conclusion of the concept hearing. There's one request, and that was a request for the agreement between the applicant and Empire District Electric, which was submitted to Scott immediately after the meeting. So I think we fulfilled at least the commission's request thus far. Certainly happy to take any questions that you might have, and otherwise we would request your approval.
Any specific questions? Additional for the applicant?
Not at this time.
Is there anyone in the audience here in support of this application? Anyone opposed that is wanting to speak? We do have one, so you guys will have
Absolutely.
A seat.
Thank you.
We'll ask you back up. Come on up. Did you sign in to speak?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. My name is Catherine Wiegers. This is my husband, Richard Wiegers, and we live at 2149 Lakeshore Drive, which actually is the house that everyone will go by in order to access this property.
Right here?
Yeah, it actually
yes, it's on
that's our property, yeah. The right away.
The right away goes through our property also.
I might add one. They've done a very nice job. Mm-hmm. Fixing this house up and doing it. I take my hat off to him. I'm proud of you. You said you would do it, I'm proud of you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So our One concern is the traffic flow that will be going through our property for this. As the right-of-way actually directly goes through past us and through our property, this added traffic could conceivably have 8 different families, tournaments, and things like that at any time of the day or night going through, and food servers and vendors. So we're really concerned about the flow of traffic going through there. This is where we live. We bought this house with the intention of living in a quiet residential area. And I do have to say that
it's been quite noisy.
Since this happened, it's been very noisy.
Yeah.
Of course, that's probably all over and done with, but it's something we did have to go through. And you don't know who's living in this house. It's an insecurity, considering it's right behind us and who's going through.
Yeah, the insecurity of knowing, you don't have to know everybody that's back there, but it's the insecurity that you just don't know what type of people will be back there.
And
it could be bass tournaments, so on and so forth.
And when we signed the well agreement, it's our private well that is hooked to this house, we signed it with the assumption, with the knowledge that it was a one-family residence, not being...
We didn't know they were going to go for a
nightly rental. Go for like this, yes. It was one family, we assumed.
The right-of-way is fine. Everything's fine.
And so I have to ask you, if you lived there, this was your home, would you like to have a nightly rental or something right behind your house and going through your property?
And just not knowing, you know, it's something to look at. The way it's set up and everything, it's a full residential neighborhood. There's several nice homes in the neighborhood, and there's a lot of nice people. And I think in some way or some fashion, it will affect all of them. There are resorts after us. And they mentioned Barnabas Prep and Kennecott. Well, that's all traffic flow that we have to deal with every day, and this is just going to add to the equation. But this traffic flow passes right in front of our house and right down the side of our house and splits our property. And so that's what we have to say. And thank you for your time. And
I hope you'll take it in consideration.
Thank you.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Yes.
This well agreement, do you have a copy of that, or what?
It's on file.
It's
actually on file. And,
do you need to see it?
I would like to see it. And it was produced to you by these fellas.
It was done.
It
was done between two different law firms, and it was done very nicely.
It's acceptable.
We're not complaining about the well agreement.
One family.
And the fact, yes.
It was put into question that it was a single-family residence, and that's all it would ever be.
That's what it.
Well, that's what we.
Or does it say that?
Well, show it to them, and you can see what it says. It's on file here. It's open to the public.
Can I have this for a minute?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
You need all of it?
No.
Well, he's looking for that. He said the road goes through your property.
Yes, sir.
Does it go by the house or the?
Well, you want me to go to Beacon, which is an overview?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's the old swimming pool. Here's our house right here. And here's the road that comes in off Lakeshore and comes down, which is a public road. Okay, and then it turns here, and it's part of a public road right here, and then it goes off into their right-of-way, to their property down through us. And we own on this side, and we own on this side of this right-of-way, and which is a good right-of-way. It's legal, it's binding, and that part is fine. It's just the added flow of traffic going through there. I don't know how to explain it.
So he provided them an easement for access.
Well, there actually was an easement, sir, and then we revised the easement to make it better for everybody.
Well, that's a public road right where that little triangle-shaped piece of ground is.
Yes, sir. Here's my front driveway. And from Lakeshore right here, and right down here is a public road, and that's actually all I know about that part of it. It's not a road taken, the county doesn't take care of it. So, yes, sir, but it's a public road.
What's at the end of that road?
It ends right there.
I think the road actually ends right here, and then somebody else owns that piece of property that goes down.
What's at the end of that driveway? I can't see any pictures.
I don't see anything that says anything.
That's road.
What, end right here?
Yeah, that road, where that.
I think this road ends right here.
Right, it goes down to Harrison's house.
And then there's another home down farther on the lake.
There's a home here on the lake. And this used to be part of a subdivision road, but now it shows this as Empire property in the road ending at that line right there. Yeah.
And the house, but in concern, for one, is for sale. And so we didn't understand why they were going for a nightly rental. And so that part's none of my business, but it's just the idea is that I can see where they want to regroup some of their money, some of their investment, because they have quite a bit in it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to go down the road and look at home. It's beautiful. They're doing a wonderful job. But we're just not far past our front door.
There'd be a lot of traffic in an area you thought was going to be a nice private, our little piece of the pie, and it's where we're staying at. You know, we moved down here 5 years ago, and
we own a little rock high. And it's just an old home that we learned a lot, but we don't know why yet. But we did learn a lot. And so it's a nice place to be. The neighbors are nice, and everybody's been pretty cordial. But I don't think we need a nightly rental.
Okay. You know,
if they
wanted to rent a place or something like that, and we got some good neighbors, because it's a residential area, or if they wanted to live there, I'm sure they're wonderful people.
There are enough places that people that need to nightly rental or stay for a couple days along Lakeshore Drive. There are more than enough places that, and they're not full.
And a lot of them don't.
They can
fill
stay
us.
At.
So,
right.
Okay. I think you guys have expressed your concerns very well.
Okay,
I appreciate the time. Is there anyone else opposed?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ma'am? And you've signed up as well?
I did.
And your name is?
Lisa Hirschenrader.
Okay.
And I live at 2085 Lakeshore Drive. I also needed to hand this in for Sue and Jim Alkire. They've just returned from a trip overseas. And they had sent in a letter opposing this, but it was returned to their address. And they asked me to deliver it for them.
Okay.
So I have the letter here, I believe, and we are opposed to having this nightly rental go in next to us. It's a residential community, and we're happy about that. And it's under a lot of conflict. The Powers immediately took possession of our dock, which is down there. And the Alkires go on to say their patio furniture, fishing equipment, and have refused to let us have access. They've taken possession of our neighbor's boat, that would be my boat, in this dock. And as a matter of fact, I've received communication saying that that same boat would be impounded or perhaps lost title would be tried to be found for that. And when my father went down there to go and service the boat, we were blocked from having access to that boat through our easement that is recorded, that is down there. The Alkires would also like you all to know that their pump, they have a large pump that was attached to the dock that pumps water up to a creek area that has been removed. The pipeline that provided that water was also subsequently destroyed. Electrical service was also removed, and again, we've all been denied access to the use of our easement to get down to our dock, which we've been blocked from as well. It's a four-slip dock. We are all recorded owners of said dock slips, and there are four slips, and we own them, the Alkire.